It's 6:13. Aaron Kick here with you this hour on Live and Local. It's another round of Trax Tuesdays, celebrating the Trax Music Library, a great local music collection that started last year and is going to keep building this year from the Chapel Hill Public Library and Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture. Available for streaming now with more than 70 albums from musicians from around the Triangle, from every imaginable genre, whatever your interest, whatever your likes, the streaming platform's got something for you. Trax Music Library. Library.org. Go there now, listen for free, and support local music. One of the great, great bands featured on the Trax Music Library is Violet Bell, and we are joined in the studio by the two members who comprise Violet Bell, Lizzie Ross and Omar Ruiz Lopez. Lizzie, Omar, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we're really excited to be here.
Super, super fun. So tell us about, first of all, walk us through your journey. Y'all have been together since 2016, right?
Oh, man, how long do you have, Aaron?
The less I speak, the better. So how'd y'all come together?
We came together through a mutual friend, and she knew us both, and she was like, y'all got to make music together.
Of course, I knew you when you were just Lizzie, not just, but I knew you when you were Lizzie Ross.
Nearly Lizzie.
2010, 2011, 2012, before you moved to Nashville.
Yeah, we played on a project, but it was a huge project. It was Andrew McGill's Mawa a Malawi project with Peter Mwanga at Memorial Hall at UNC. And I think that there might have been like 30, my memory wants to say like 60 people in a band, but that's probably half accurate. So let's say 30.
I was in the string trio. And I remember seeing you sing. I sent you an email, but I was right when you were moving, I think.
I think I was like, you know, I never wrote him back. We were talking about it the other night. I was like, honey, I'm so sorry. I didn't write you back. Like, I don't know what I was thinking.
You're going to have to make up for that for ever.
I know, right? Yeah. Basically, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
So I've been putting in like 5 years of good time trying to make up for that. We got back together in February of 2016.
Oh, we started playing together.
Yeah, got back together. Air quotes. You can't see them, radio listeners, but they're here. We got together for a live album recording that I had thought I was going to do solo. So I had all these songs that I wanted to record, but I was hobbled by A, lack of cash to go into the studio, and B, my own perfectionism. And it occurred to me that the perfect way to get around both of those things was to do a live album recording.
Down at the Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen.
Yeah, Janet, if you're listening, we love you.
Yeah.
And I met Omar about 2 weeks before that show.
And I moved here in 2010 to go, you know, to kind of make my name in music. From Florida. I moved up here 2010, met a bunch of people. I've been playing in the scene, and I was very excited to play music with Lizzie, and that was like a very fun first show, that album recording, the live album recording, which is available online.
Nice.
Under the name Violet Bell, which
the name of the album is Violet Bell. The artist is Lizzie Ross.
Okay.
We didn't realize we were a band yet.
Yeah.
I was going to say, where does the name come from?
It's a line in one of our songs. It's a song called Smoke in the Night off of our album, Honey in My Heart, which we released last year.
Or 2019.
Oh,
yeah. October.
Oh, my God.
2020 doesn't count. Yeah,
we released it last year in 2019. And it's a reference to like a place of respite, like a well for the spirit that is thirsty. And there's also all kinds of nerdy stuff about, you know, your crown chakras and your color purples and your mixing of the masculine and the feminine, the red and the blue into the violet. And I'm going to stop talking now because I'm going to get weird.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you had that song for a while then, because you had Violet Bell as the name in 2016. The album came out in 2019. There was a whole EP in between, right?
Yeah. So I had written that song after returning to North Carolina from Nashville. And it was one of those songs on that album, the live album recording from that very first show that Omar and I played together, which was named Violet Bell. Mm-hmm. And we started playing shows together, and a couple months into it, we were like, wow, we're really doing a lot of this. This feels really great. I really love this. Let's become a band. And we've just been playing a lot ever since then. So we've played anywhere from 50 to 100 something shows a year for the last several years until 2020 gave us our first road vacation.
Oh, which my goodness.
Also gave you the opportunity to record this song, which we're gonna open with. It's a Christmas song, but it's just a great like wintertime song anyway.
Thank you. We might as well
keep the season going. And I love, not only do I love this song, but I love your cover of it.
Oh,
so,
thank you so much.
I got a chance to listen to it for the first time today. So set this up for us.
Sure.
Well, it's been a crazy long year, and we decided if we weren't going to be touring so much that we could invest in our little home studio. So we did that. We got the SM7 Michael Jackson microphone and a little interface. And, you know, I'm a multi-instrumentalist, so I love taking my time with overlaying tracks and Liz, you know, just having not having the stress of studio time to make everything perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I really took my time making magic with Lizzie.
Yeah, the studio is always, sorry, go ahead, honey.
No, it was just a great experience.
The studio is always such a stressful space in the sense of like, you know, your time, and you're thinking about, oh my God, we only have so much time and it costs this much money and we have to do all these things. It's super fun and magical to be in that creative state, but mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying, Omi, about like having the time to stretch out, experiment, try things. So we really had that for the first time with this. And for me, Joni Mitchell is one of my muses, as with so many of the songwriters who have come after her. She's just a titan. And I mean, I don't even have words. So it was really, really lovely to get to play this song, which is just one of her many gems. And I had so much fun making it.
And it was even more fun to make it our own and not just play,
yes,
you know, play it straight. Like, her version is so, it's a little different.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I really like what we did.
Yeah, and shout out to Jason Richmond, who mixed and mastered. He's amazing.
Our guru.
This is Violet Bell, and if you haven't figured out the song already, this is them covering Joni Mitchell. It's a River.
Sad and now I've gone and lost the best baby that I, yeah.
That's Violet Bell with River. We've got Lizzie and Omar here in the studio, and we're going to be back with more from them and a couple more songs as Tracks Tuesdays continues on Live and Local. Back with more after this. 6:26, your time. Aaron Kick here with you this hour. We're live and local with local music. It's another round of Tracks Tuesdays celebrating the Tracks Music Library, a local music collection from the Chapel Hill Public Library and Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture. TracksMusicLibrary.org to get the full library available for streaming now. And by the way, if you are a local band or musician, they've got an open call out right now. If you've recorded at least 5 songs in the past 2 years, you can submit up to 3 of them for consideration. They're accepting them now through the end of the month. Selected musicians will get paid. Your music will stream for free to listeners around the world. And I'll be adding 25 new submissions this year at TracksMusicLibrary.org, but the submission deadline is the 31st, the end of the month. So learn more and submit music for consideration by heading to that website again, TracksMusicLibrary.org. Already on the library is Violet Bell, Lizzie Ross, and Omar Ruiz Lopez joining us here in the studio. Didn't get a chance to like actually say it to you, but River is just a fantastic cover. I love that so much. It's such a great song too, and like to put your own spin on it and not end with the Jingle Bells riff like every other cover.
Yeah.
But keeping it in there in the background, like, I really appreciated it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a lot of fun to put a spin on, you know, it's not exactly traditional, but a lot of people know that song, and it's always nice to, when you hear a cover, to hear the artist's take on that, because we all listen differently, and we all hear it differently.
Yeah. And I always have appreciated that that song has mixed feelings about Christmas, because
yes.
I feel like I, and so many people I know and love, like, secretly have, or not so secretly, have mixed feelings about Christmas.
Right,
it's like,
right.
It's okay. It's okay if you don't know how you feel about it.
It's a lot of like classic Christmas songs that are really like not even ambivalent, like just really depressed about Christmas
yeah,
in some cases.
Totally.
River is very ambivalent. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also had to argue over who. Well, we didn't argue. We had to fight over who got to play the tambourine.
Oh yeah.
Who did?
No, I nailed that, man.
She did.
Nice.
I'm on the shaker and the tambo.
So
the
solid.
Rhythm section over
so
here.
So solid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey.
But
I have that on recording now.
Oh,
do you realize
that's
that?
True. It's going online.
Yes.
Yeah. You can listen to it forever.
Awesome.
But I played the cello. I did. That was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just go
boom. And those crazy whale sounds on the guitar. That was so much fun. So we're working on, we had some more recording projects in the future.
Yeah, new album coming out, right?
Yeah.
Eventually.
Well, we're it's such an interesting time. Like normally, okay, everybody knows music industry is nuts. can we call it an industry anymore?
Right.
I don't know. Nobody's making money off of record sales, duh, because everybody's streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And so it used to be that you would go out and you would tour and you would sell your merch. And now we can't tour and we can't sell merch. So we still have this music that's just like burning a hole in our bellies that we really want to record, that we really love. We want to give the songs a chance to incarnate. And yet we don't have a way to pay for it like we would have had in 2019.
With the touring income and, and shows. And I guess we have a Patreon and that's been helping us a lot.
Yeah. So our what we're working on is we have an album that we are just in the planning stages of. We're going to do recording at Overdub Lane in Durham. Tatiana Hargraves, who's total badass, and Joseph Terrell also. Oh, can I say that on the radio?
You just did.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Now you're all good.
A total bad butt.
There you
go. Both of them are going to be joining us for the recording, as well as Sinclair and Austin. Sinclair Palmer and Austin McCall on the bass, and Jason Richmond again is going to be who's working in the studio with us. And we just figured out that we're finally going to have to do, for the first time, a crowdfunding campaign.
Okay.
Today we were like, okay,
oh nice,
this is how we're gonna do this.
Yeah,
I mean, 5 years and not choosing not to do that is, I think, it's a pretty good streak, you know, and to finally make the choice to do that, I think is you know, it reflects the times we're in. It's not the same, you know. We've been playing over 100 shows every year up and down the coast, and we were supposed to go overseas this past year to Kuwait and Bermuda and the Marshall Islands and Germany
and England.
Wow.
And
that was going to be like 6 different trips, right?
It was going to be a crazy
all the
year.
Way around the world.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, we placed we won this audition through the State Department to be American music ambassadors in these other countries. And
so, you know, we just did that from our living room. It's cool.
Yeah.
Instead,
yeah.
We had a really, really great garden. And,
you know.
And
you
we
know.
Started working on these songs that we're going to be recording coming up.
Cool.
Yeah, and the opportunity to just work on stuff at home. You know, it's very different when you're on the road. And, you know, it's like you almost don't have time to, like, think about the future because you're just like, you know, you only have the next 1 or 2 or 3 months ahead of you that you're getting ready for. So this was a nice, nice opportunity to think about what we want to focus on.
Step off the hamster wheel of touring and think about the big picture. How do we want to live, you know?
Love it.
So anybody listening out there, if you want to hear the progression of the album, the rough drafts, the plans, the stories behind the songs, we are going to be sharing those on Patreon. We're at patreon.com/violetbell. And, keep your ears open because we're going to be sharing more about that album in the near future.
Sounds good. Speaking with Violet Bell again, Lizzie and Omar, and let's get another song. This one that we're about to play is the newest one that got released, or not quite? Which did Can't Say Nothing come out first, or was it River?
This has only been released so far on Trax.
On Trax,
so
right?
Not
yeah.
On any major streaming services yet. It will be in just a couple months.
Yeah.
And
this is the newest music that Trax has released, because those two EPs came out right at the beginning of December. Kevin Kazi Thomas produced this one, and he's on this one, isn't he?
Yeah,
as well
yeah.
as Reese Palmer,
yes,
who has the Color Me Country radio podcast.
Oh, she's great.
Apple.
Yeah,
amazing. She's great.
Yeah.
And Tatiana, who we're going to record with, has a group called Hard Drive that is also on the compilation.
Oh, they are? That's great.
Yeah. And also, Sonny Miles was on the show, wasn't
amazing
he? That was
song.
So good.
Yeah.
Like,
Sonny's been on a couple times now. He's fantastic. Yeah. But he came on to talk about this particular EP with Kazi, and yeah, it's great music. So
Chapel Hill's a really, really
it's a great town for music, isn't it?
Yeah. It's in the water, y'all. Like,
yeah.
It's nuts.
100%. Well, this is Violet Bell, and again, brand new from the new EP, and this is We Rise As Allies, right? Was the EP that...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, two different EPs. This is We Rise As Allies, Kevin Kazi Thomas producing it. You'll hear him on this track, but this is Violet Bell with Can't Say Nothing.
Thank you. Are you my ally? Do you really care, or do you just feel guilty for being indifferent? Can't say or forgot to mention. Because above all, it is your intentions that is the only hope for things gained, wished and dreamed, but yet never obtained. And we can change now, but only together, and I want to believe you. I want to believe you care, but that trust is broken. So forgive me if history has taught me to proceed with caution. Smiling faces, I fell for these lies far too often.
In the rearview mirror, he leans in the window and he says, "Ma'am, you're free to go." And I can't say nothing. What do I know about suffering when I send my baby out? I don't teach him to look down. Keep his hands where they can see. Pray that he'll come home to me. How many voices will it take? I won't for a change to come. How many blinders can I break? I won't stay deaf and dumb. Open ears and open heart. Where I stand is where I start. Where I stand is next to you, and we're standing with the truth. I can't say nothing. That's my brother there. That's my sister there.
Say nothing there. That's Violet Bell. We got them in the studio, and we will be back with more from Lizzie and Omar's Live and Local. Tracks Tuesday's edition continues. That's next on The Hill. Back after this. 6:40 your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour on Live and Local. It's another round of Tracks Tuesdays celebrating the Tracks Music Library. TracksMusicLibrary.org is the website. Go there and stream great music from more than 70 different local artists and musicians and bands from around the Triangle. And if you are a local artist, musician, or band from around the Triangle, they're accepting submissions now for their next round this year. You've got until the end of the month to get that in at TracksMusicLibrary.org. Violet Bell is here in the studio with us right now. That is a duo, Lizzie Ross and Omar Ruiz Lopez. You've heard their fantastic music over the last half hour and a lot more where that came from. We won't have anything this hour from the 2017 EP Dream the Wheel, but that's available. Honey in My Heart is the album, which came out quote-unquote last year, because 2020 doesn't count.
2020 does not count.
2020 100% does
oh
not count.
Gosh.
And so you can check that out. We'll have a song from that coming up in just a bit. But how did you connect with Tracks in the first place?
Oh.
I think they sent out a call to artists. Mm. And I think that it was close to the beginning of our first show was canceled due to the pandemic March 13th, I think. And then it was just like dominoes after
right,
that. It was
right.
like, you know, just a couple weeks of fielding calls and being like, I know, it's okay. Don't feel bad. It's not your fault. There's a global pandemic.
Yep.
I remember. It was January.
Was it January?
Yeah, January.
Oh, it was
is
before
when,
then.
Yeah, when we submitted our music.
Oh.
And then February, we were getting ready to go on this crazy tour that never happened. And then March hit. And then we were like, you know, I remember that the slated release was much earlier and just being real.
Things change, you know.
Thanks everybody else on the comp that didn't turn their homework in on time because we are musicians. And so it came out a little later and we're grateful that it did because then we had time to get our home studio and record at home.
Yeah, and we had time to work with Kazi, who's just an awesome person.
So good. Yeah.
Really loved working with him. Didn't get to gather in physical space, but got to gather in the etheric recording space.
Have you been in the same space with Kazi,
never,
like, ever? Yeah.
Never physically.
Isn't that weird?
I know,
I've
right?
listened to his music, his album.
We, like, made a track together, but we've never been in the same place.
One of these days.
Yeah.
One day we'll have ramen together.
Yes.
Ooh.
Ramen on the mind.
Again, like, now it's out in the world. This is,
yeah,
this
now
is
we
audio
have to
that's
going to
be
ramen
saved.
Tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah. Otherwise, for the rest of our lives, I'm going to be like, where's that ramen?
Where's
you
the ramen?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's going to be the one who's going to have to atone. It's been you for the last 5 years.
I
but,
know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I need someone to call in and tell us whether we should go to Dashi or M. Coco.
I don't think you can go wrong either way.
Oh, yes? Yes? What was that? Oh, M. Coco. Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you,
oh,
sir.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right. So set this last one up for us. This is off of Honey in My Heart. This is, I think, my favorite song off of Honey in My Heart.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm glad you chose it.
Thank you.
But yeah, set this one up.
Well, we recorded Honey in My Heart pretty much live. So we did, like, we were in the same room, you know, playing instruments and singing at the same time. Instead of a lot of music is recorded for folks who aren't familiar with the process, one track at a time. So maybe they'll lay down drums and then they'll lay down bass and guitar. And then, like, the singer goes in last. And that gives you a chance to isolate and manipulate everything. But Honey in My Heart, we were just like, we had to get in there and throw it down and make it happen. So this was a moment in the studio that felt really magical. And I'm so glad that Jason Richmond was there to capture it with his, his fantastic ears.
Oh my gosh. Just the thought of being in the same room with my friends. Is,
playing music.
Austin
melting. McCall, Dylan Turner.
Joe McPhail. Joe was just our keyboard player, piano player, was just on one of those late night shows.
I can't remember. It was like a big deal show. He was playing
Colbert.
With the Mountain Goats. Joe, if you're listening, you're
good
the
job.
Bomb.
Good job.
Nice. We love you.
That had to have been Colbert, right? Because, yeah.
Mountain
Goats are on Colbert all the time. It's great.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Colbert's a huge fan.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, but like, it was very special, and it's extra sweet now to think about those times, like, together in the same room making music live.
Soon. Yeah. We'll be back
imagine
soon.
Imagine
that.
I hope
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really do.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know, and the funny thing is that during this whole pandemic, like, I've never listened to music more. You know, like, it's such an essential thing. It's in art, in movies and shows. It definitely, like, inspires. It soothes.
It helps me process my feelings. You know, if I feel really mad or sad or happy, or, you know, if I'm just, like, cutting carrots and I'm like, wow, this would be so much better with some Maggie Rogers or whatever.
So we gotta make sure, you know, there's that Save Our Stages petition that's been circling around for... you know, like, will the cradle be around after this? I sure hope so. The ballroom, you know?
Yeah.
What's that place in Durham?
Oh, there are all kinds of great places in Durham.
Pinhook, Motorco.
Motorco.
Motorco,
yeah. I miss going to shows there.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a song from a different time. And I'm really grateful that we can share it.
And this is Violet Bell from the 2019 album Honey in My Heart. Song is Elephant Heart.
If I was a wicked woman, I would ask you to stay. Don't take your love away. But I
That is Violent Bell with Elephant Heart off of the album Honey in My Heart. Lizzie and Omar here in the studio, and we're out of time, but Omar, you got to say on the air the story of the guitar on that song.
Oh my goodness, Mitch Easter, we got to record at the Fidelatorium in Kernersville for making this album, and I think I thought I broke something on my guitar, so... Mitch was there, and you know, he's like pretty famous around here, I think, you know, with the DBs, the band back in the 80s and 90s. And I was like, Mitch, we need some help. Do you have a guitar? And he showed me a couple of guitars, and there's this one guitar in this beat up old crocodile skin.
He's like, this
skin.
Old thing, you don't want to use
you
this.
Don't use that. And I was like,
just
no.
Exactly the one you want.
It's
exactly the
yeah.
one. One. It was this old Gibson, you know, I did this parlor guitar that looked like it's seen better days, but sounded the best out of any guitar in that building.
Love it.
And we played that for the whole album.
The whole album, yeah. I played that thing, and I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, again, the band is Violet Bell. The most recent album is Honey in My Heart. You just heard Elephant Heart off of that new album. Fingers crossed coming out ASAP. There's a Patreon right now, patreon.com, right?
That's right, patreon.com/Violet Bell. And we're on the gram, at Instagram, that is, at yep. Violet Bell Music.
And Facebook.
Twitter at Violet Bell Music, facebook.com/Violet Bell. Oh my God, I said all of that too fast for it to be intelligible.
Look up Violet Bell on
right.
all of the social media. Lizzie.net if you want the website, you can head there. And check out the Trax Music Library online, traxmusiclibrary.org, for more great music from Violet Bell and 70 plus other fantastic local artists from around the Triangle. And again, if you are a local musician, submit your stuff now online at traxmusiclibrary.org until the end of the month to do that. Lizzie, Omar, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Aaron.
This is fantastic.
Thank you.